I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. BP's apology tour of Washington continued today. Yesterday, the company's top executives were summoned to the White House. Today, Chief Executive Tony Hayward was lambasted before a congressional committee. That, in spite of BP agreeing to establish a $20 billion fund to compensate victims of the spill. But as The World's Laura Lynch reports from London, some BP shareholders in Britain complain that they've become victims, too.
Britain's prime minister may be sticking up for BP, even as it's vilified in Washington. But not all Brits are feeling quite so patriotic about the company's British roots. Actor Helen Mirren, best known for playing the Queen, appeared on the David Letterman show last night. As an Englishwoman in America, she voiced relief over last week's tie game at the Soccer World Cup. She admits to worrying about simply being British because of BP.
Britain had beaten America, right. What with BP, which to my mind stands for bloody poor.
Today, BP's Tony Hayward looked chastened as he sat before a panel of angry politicians in Washington. And his first words highlighted the company's willingness to spend a good chunk of its considerable wealth in order to find redemption.
I know that only actions and results, not mere words, ultimately can give you the confidence you seek. I give my pledge, as the leader of BP, that we will not rest until we make this right. We're a strong company and no resources will be spared. We and the entire industry will learn from this terrible event and emerge stronger, smarter and safer.
Listening to Hayward from his home in northwest England, Sandy Lamb's anger was on a slow boil. 62-year-old Lamb is retired. He used to think his investment in BP was as good as gold. Not anymore.
The thing that really grips me, Laura, is the fact that there's a dividend due to be paid, which people may well have been planning on receiving, which has just been taken away at a stroke. And I see that as a form of theft.
In fact, there won't be any dividends this year, the first time BP has withheld a dividend payment since World War II. It's also selling about $10 billion worth of non-core assets for some quick cash. Oil industry analyst Nick McGregor says BP's actions aren't just about pleasing politicians and the American public.
What they're trying to put together, of course, is a war chest to fund that, plus also all of the other costs associated with this in terms of the cleanup costs and the settlement for the fines that will inevitably follow.
But for thousands and thousands of retirees, pensioners on this side of the pond, this stings. Not only are dividends disappearing, the drop in share value means pension funds are shrinking too. Market watcher Michael Hewson says it's unsettling for retirees who need the money now.
Well, it's not going to be good for them. There's no getting away from that. It's not going to help. And I think that's what has also driven the share price lower. I think some pensioners may have already sold out of their shareholdings.
Sandy Lamb's direct loss is about $720. He used to get that payment every 3 months. The shares he owns have also lost about $15,000 in value. Lamb says he'll be fine financially, and he agrees BP does need to pay for the damage the spill has caused. But Lamb says he's angry that President Obama and Congress are treating BP like a political football, kicking it around to score political points ahead of the midterm elections. Lamb says it makes him feel like yet another victim.
If I had been in America and I had lost money as a result of the spill, I would have been able to claim compensation, and I should be able to do that here.
Lamb isn't alone in his lament. Retirees and investors on both sides of the Atlantic are complaining that if BP has enough cash to pay claims to people living along the Gulf Coast, it should have enough to take care of its investors as well. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.